Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Guardian's Mate by Jennifer Ashley. Narrated by Chris Dukart. Chapter 1. Ray's job on the day of the choosing was to stand behind her foster father and hold the absent guardian's sword. Absent, because the guardian was dead. Had been for months. The woods were quiet, dark, and cold. Any sane shifter would still be in bed, snuggled under a few blankets, looking forward to a warm shower and a hot cup of coffee. But no, the shifters of the western Montana shifter town had crept out just before dawn, following Ian, Ray's adopted father and leader of this shifter town, to see whether the goddess was in a good mood. Four times in the last 6 months, they'd trudged out here in the gloom and cold, waiting for the goddess to pick a new guardian. They'd come at a full moon, a new moon, a waxing moon, a blue moon. They'd turn toward wherever the moon happened to be, and wait. All the young men of the Montana shifter town who were past their transition were required to attend, including Ray's foster brothers. They formed the now familiar circle, some excited, some fearful, some simply wanting to go back to bed. Ian, a feline shifter who was mostly mountain lion, sent Ray an encouraging look. Ray was a lupine, black wolf, but she conceded that her foster dad was handsome, for a feline. He was currently mateless, which made him a target for every female shifter near and far. What some of them would do to try to sneak into his bed was beyond ridiculous. Ray sometimes felt like his bodyguard rather than his daughter.
"Not long now,"
Ian said to her. Even speaking softly, his voice was a full rumble. "Then we can go out for breakfast?" Ray asked. "I could use a stack of waffles. With bacon."
"Sure, sweetie,"
Ian answered with a smile, then turned to the circle. Beyond the young males, the rest of the shifters waited, anxious and impatient. Months ago, their guardian, Dara, had been killed by humans, his sword stolen. Ray still fumed over that terrible deed. The humans had been found, punished, the sword returned by an unlikely messenger, and Dara sent to dust. But no new guardian had been chosen. The goddess had not answered their call. The faintest light came through the stand of trees, turning the mist that had gathered ghostly white. The shifters dropped into silence as Ian raised his arms.
"Goddess, mother of us all, Lady of the Moon,"
he began in a loud voice,
"we beseech thee, send us your light to touch the guardian, that most holy of men, so that he may do thy work."
Ray loved listening to her father speak. Her earliest memories were of Ian reading her books, soothing her to sleep, wrapping her in comfort, letting her know she was protected when he was near. The sword, which she held pointed down by the hilt, vibrated in time with his words. The sword gave her the creeps, but no one else would touch it. It had burned those who tried, as though it were red hot. Even Ian's trackers, the bravest of the brave, refused to put their hands on it. For some reason, the sword didn't burn Ray, so she'd had to step up. She didn't mind so much when it was sheathed, but for the ritual, the sword had to be naked, the runes on the silver blade catching the dawn light. They'd done this four times. Ray prayed to the goddess that the fifth time was the charm, so she could hand the sword to the new guardian and never hold it again. Ian went on chanting. He repeated his plea to the goddess, his arms high. In the old days, shifters had worn robes and crowns of leaves and crap like that for these rituals. Ian wore jeans, a sweatshirt, and thick-soled boots. Sensible attire in the Rocky Mountain woods. Ray and every shifter here wore something similar. Maybe they should have donned robes and painted themselves with moon goddess symbols, she decided. Or danced naked at midnight. It would make the same difference. The goddess wasn't coming, she never did.
"We beseech thee,"
Ian shouted. His words echoed through the woods as the sun climbed higher, brushing the treetops with golden light. The mist thickened and the air became colder. The sun kept climbing. The mist turned to fog. The shifter shivered and rubbed their